We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. It is the Monday, June 5th edition. I am going to be joined by Evan Heffelfinger in a few minutes. Surprise joined by Toby Altizer.
What's up?
Hey, man.
How's it going?
I didn't know I'd see you tonight.
I figure I'd hop on. I figure since you decided to stop inviting me, I got to try and get on the Bart Winkler Show somehow.
Well, I was going to. because I was meaning to invite you probably on Wednesday.
Yeah, I can talk about whatever.
So I was going to invite you for Sunday. I invited Evan.
Yeah.
Who's here.
Let's go.
And this is actually take two of the show. Because I just did like a minute and a half with Evan, and it was bad. I'll put it. It was bad by both of us. I was like choking on air. And I'll put it at the very end of the podcast for tomorrow. Just for the audio version. But then I looked and I'm like, oh shit, I'm not even like on YouTube. So we had to start over. And then as soon as we started over, Toby popped on. So
well, I noticed what a that treat. Because I was like, let's join this StreamYard, see what Bart's talking about, what's got going on. It's like, ended a minute and 10 seconds. So I was like, geez, that was a short post-game show.
Yeah, well, I had Evan on, and he's like a big Jokic fan, and he was pissed, so he ruined it, and we had to quit.
That's fair.
Heat win game two of the series. My official prediction on the series was a Nuggets sweep.
Oof.
I just figured everybody was like giving the Heat more games. Everybody wanted to say Nuggets in five.
That's what I'm saying still.
But then they went Nuggets in six or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my thought was, I really like Brian Windhorst took a lot of shit for saying that the Lakers played as good as you can play in a series where you get swept. And I thought he was right. And the thing about that series was the Lakers played four really good games, but it wasn't a good series because obviously they got swept. So I thought, you know, especially with game four in that series, the Lakers were up 15 at half and then the Nuggets found a way to come back. And even in this game on Sunday night, it looked like the Nuggets had these runs in them. I did feel like the Heat could cover. So I do have this dumb app. I threw $30 on the Heat. You have to have $50 to cash out. So this was my cash out move. I'm like, all right, I'll take the Heat to cover. So I'm up to $68 or something, and they covered, and
there you
go. Cash out. And nice. then they give you, it's called Fliff. It lets you like bet, but it's not, because in Wisconsin you can't make those bets. But anyway, so the Heat win. I thought they might score at least, you know, 100. And then when they scored 105, I'm like, well, they might score 107, and then they scored 107. I thought, shit, they might score 111 and win this game. So, Evan, since you are a Jokic fan, right, I still believe, and, you know, somewhat of a Nuggets fan, you used to have the Carmelo jersey, right, also?
No, it was a Jokic jersey.
Oh, it was always Jokic.
Mm-hmm. It's always
so you're obviously rooting for the Nuggets.
Yeah.
What do you think happened in tonight's game?
I mean, it was a little bit of what the Bucks saw and the Knicks saw and the Celtics saw, where these random fucking players that the Heat have, who nobody's heard before, comes in and destroys them. I want to say that it's the supporting cast of the Nuggets having a bad game. Jamal really didn't perform great, although he hit a couple of big shots in the fourth quarter. MPJ was kind of just out there, didn't really do much. But you look at the rest of the team and their shooting numbers, they shot like 50% as a team outside of Jokic's shots. So you can't say that like their offense wasn't doing well, because they were hitting shots. The problem is they ran into the buzzsaw that is Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, and Duncan Robinson.
Do I like Duncan Robinson now? I might.
No.
I don't know. I'm like a full-blown Heat fan now.
Well, to Evan's point, the Heat never beat themselves. Like, six free throws because KCP doesn't know how to defend a three-point shooter. You can't do that. Michael Porter Jr. just leaving guys wide open at the three-point line. Can't do that. Late in that game, they run a curl screen and everyone leaves Gabe Vincent wide open. Little mistakes like that in a close ball game, that's how the Heat win these things, because they're very scrappy. They're going to find ways to get extra possessions. They're going to work hard on the boards, and they're not going to beat themselves. So if you make mental mistakes like that, they'll just find a way to beat you. Like you said, like, I don't think the Nuggets played bad. I still think they're the better team and they'll probably win this series. But I mean, if you're going to make mental mistakes on the defensive side of the ball and leave their shooters open, if the shots are going down like they are tonight, you're going to lose those ball games.
They couldn't do anything with Bam's screens on defense. That was the game right there. The fourth quarter, the entire time, they kind of looked lost. It looked like they were a step behind offense. They didn't know what they were doing. It looked like they were forcing it a little bit. It wasn't the first three quarters of basketball that we saw from the Nuggets.
Well, I'll tell you, there was one stat that – or one prediction, and I hate when I don't remember where I see stuff, but somebody said
– You can take credit for it.
Okay, I'll start over. So one of the things when I broke down the tape on this series was I was thinking that – and this may actually sound crazy, but if I'm the Heat, I want Nikola Jokic – to have a 41-point game.
Absolutely.
Because if he's scoring, and this is what I came up with on my own, if he's scoring, that means he's not assisting as much. And I think he's just as valuable in that department. So, obviously, Nikola Jokic is going to be involved in 95% of their possessions. But if I got a game line with 41 points for him and just four assists, I feel like that might be a game that my team wins. So, great stat by me, and that's exactly what happened in game two, where the Nuggets lose by three.
That's how Jokic has always been. Like, you've heard interviews where he says, yeah, I don't want to score. All I want to do is pass the ball to my teammates. So it's you're exactly right, Bart. Like, it's a great point by you and you only, that the games that he's shooting 25, 30 times, the Nuggets are probably looking behind the eight ball, because – that's him having to go aggressive because either the team is getting guarded well or is missing their shots or something. And that just totally off of the top of my head, he only had four assists tonight. So it goes to show you, it goes to your point 100%.
Well, and again, off the top of my head, the Heat shot 48.6%. And where in game one, nobody was shooting that well. The Heat were able to get back up to that 50% clip.
And I don't feel like this would be appropriate, being that you generally like to cover the Bucks. If this were like a Bucks postgame show, if we just went without breaking down a coaching decision, I don't understand why Michael Malone decided not to call timeout with 12 seconds left when they got the ball on that rebound. You got two timeouts. You can get the ball advanced. You can draw up a play either 4-3, or you can still go with a 2 because you got another timeout in your pocket. They let it go, and you end up with a falling away three from Jamal Murray, which we've seen him hit before, but I would have liked to have seen a timeout called there. I feel like, you know, we're used to breaking down itty-bitty things and getting frustrated with a coach. So,
Give credit to Steve Zabin, who had that very tweet. Steve Zabin, who I still attest can be good if he tries.
Mm-hmm.
He says, normally I'm not a take a timeout guy. Jesus
Christ. Hold on. Who won with the tweet there? Sorry if that takes me off there.
Who won with the tweet there?
I tweeted that same thing. What time did he tweet his?
You did?
Ooh.
He said, normally I'm a don't take a timeout guy, but it felt like a set play would have been a better choice. That was at 9:36.
Oh, I beat him.
Attaboy.
I was 10:35. I said, not sure why Malone opted
which
for
is 9:35. Toby's an East Coast elitist.
So I like taking a timeout there and getting a good play drawn up.
You are now the king of DC radio. Congratulations.
I'll take it. Wow. You know, all right. That's one of the questions I get all the time, Bart, when I say I came from Milwaukee. They say, hey, did you work with Zabin? I said, yeah, I love the guy. He's my favorite guy in Milwaukee radio.
Toby, thanks for coming on.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Toby Altizer, Evan Heffelfinger. Q's here. I'm going to bring in Q. Q,
gentlemen.
Good to see you. I'll get to you in a second. I do want to read some comments quick on YouTube. And then also, I do want to talk about Happy Place Hemp. And, oh, shit, I had all my gummies down here for prop. Ah, fuck.
Not for prop, for use.
Well, yeah. my brother, not the NBA one, because drugs aren't cool.
Nope.
But my other brother has to cut him into quarters because the dosage is too much.
Yeah. God bless.
I just take him and get fucked up. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. The promo code is BART. I stopped in there on Friday. So you'll hear from Chris a little bit in the coming days. And they've got a lot of different products. And what I kind of didn't know was that basically if you like to take the gummies and use them in a proper like time, the Delta 8s, the Delta 9s, okay. But if you just want to go straight to Happy Land, just use the tinctures. Like you go and you're like, ugh. So that's basically what he said. Also, the CBN CBD ones, the nighttime gummies, enjoy those quite a bit. May want to take one of those a little bit later. Just some comments quick. Where's Bart? I'm at the in-law studios tonight.
I was going to say, it looks like you're at the in-laws. I'm starting to know your backgrounds.
Yeah, this actually is one of the few that I just use as a real background. Okay. Real. Q says Toby.
Yeah.
Toby. Test user says Tobes.
Nice.
Austin says Toby. Evan Hef 25. I mentioned Fliff before. Garrett says, I've only heard of Fliff because Antonio Brown's god awful ads that pop up on Twitter. MC says, if you're a fan of Giannis and the Bucks, I feel like you should cheer for the Heat. Jokic is a big freaking baby. Doesn't get called for tons of obvious fouls and gets away with every call. Meanwhile, Takby says Bucks fans that like the Heat are like Packer fans that would root for Seattle. in the playoffs dumb. I'll address that momentarily. I disagree. I always root against the team. But this is like losing to the fucking God, who sucks?
The Commanders.
Yeah. And then in the NFC Championship game, the Commanders are playing the Vikings. And you know, all of a sudden you're like, oh fuck, I gotta root for the Commanders. And then in the Super Bowl, they're like, you're like, holy shit, this Commanders team is kind of fun. That's exactly what this is like. This is that. No, that's I'm gonna say Talk Beast is wrong there. And there was one other one I wanted to read. Brew Crew is mad that I monetize my videos on YouTube. He says, of course, all these YouTube videos are 100% monetized, less than 100 views, and we still have to watch a million ads so they can make pennies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm sorry if you had to watch a 15-second ad to get here, but this is kind of like how I'm trying to support. I don't know if you guys know about this. I'm trying to make a fucking living.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, shame on you.
Yeah, sorry if you had to watch a 15-second ad. And like, if you miss 15 seconds of the show, I think you'll be fine. I don't think like...
Let's go back and listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah, and I think you'll live. All right, Q. I'm not going to go 8-box, 9-box tonight, so we'll say hi. Kind of pump and dump, but you have a few minutes here. What's up? What'd you think?
So the big reason I called was just because Michael Malone's facial hair is terrible. Like, I don't know what he's trying to do. You guys are confused about the lack of timeouts. I just was trying to figure out what that was. Like, I think he started a playoff beard for the finals, and it's just not working out.
I don't like him at all.
Yeah. Like, he's just another reason to root against the Nuggets. So, yeah. But I'm very excited to see the Heat pull it out tonight. I had no idea. I had a $5 bet to win 70 that I placed on the Heat to win when the Bucks lost last year. So now I'm cheering. I got an extra reason to cheer for the Heat. So
what?
Yeah, I tend to bet teams that I think will make a big splash in free agency.
So when the Bucks lost in the Eastern Conference Finals last year,
yes,
you put $5 on the Heat.
Yep.
Where?
Bovada.
And you just noticed it now?
I don't use my Bovada accounts anymore. So But I just was I was in there. I thought maybe I had something and I went and looked and it sure enough. So
oh wow.
Yeah.
And so, that's like found money, so that's important.
Well, I mean it's potentially worth nothing, but at least the Heat won a game here. So now we've got a series. If we're going to be cliche, you got to have the road team win to have a series. So,
hey, as a big Bucks guy, I'm excited about Terry Stotts coming back.
I hope it works out. I hated his guts when he was the Bucks coach.
Well, yeah, he sucked here, but now he's back.
Yeah, and apparently he found analytics. So yeah. I appreciate that. I'm a data guy, I don't even think he knew what a computer was when he worked for the Bucks the last time. So,
well, you got to remember, we have new owners now that have like the highest, and like basically you need to have a degree in sports science to work for the Bucks now. Herb Cole, I think it was the third last year that he owned the team, just had installed a fax machine. So they didn't have the equipment available back then.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll take I don't want to take up too much time. You got the Stars on tonight, so.
Oh, how about that?
Later, guys. Go Heat.
All right, buddy.
Heat and six.
Heat and six. Tony in Texas is also joining tonight.
Hey Bart. The first time I ever agree with Q. And Q looked extra handsome today, didn't he, Bart?
Yeah, I thought maybe you should have said something. I thought he touched up maybe a haircut or a shave.
Yeah, something's going on there.
Maybe he's losing some LBs. He looks good.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. Good to see you, Toby. Hef, I got to ask, man, are you barely awake? What's going on there, dude?
That's just how my eyes are. I
Oh, yeah, the internet rumblings think that you are baked out of your mind.
I wish. It's been a long time. I'd be a lot happier if I was.
All right, there you go, Tony. He's not.
Hey, all right. Thanks for that update, Hef. Hey, I got to say, Bart, you thought this was going to be a sweep. The Heat are going to make this a series, and it is tough to win in Miami. Coach Spo, I heard Van Gundy say they made adjustments, and they did. They made some adjustments. They're not letting the other players beat him as much. Caldwell Pope, I agree with what you said, Toby. Caldwell Pope, he's from the J.R. Smith School of basketball. He's an idiot. So, yeah. Is that Hef? Look at Hef.
Wide awake, baby.
I put him on solo layout, and now I don't know how to get off of that.
Oh, Hef. What a hell.
So it's Hef the rest of the show.
Oh, no, totally no, no, no. Thank you.
So much better.
Ratings are up.
Yeah. Hey, all right.
Hey, people are bitching about 15 seconds of advertising. Whoa, what is that going to do right there?
Yeah. Oh, somebody commented, MC says, if you have your Delta 8 gummies, you don't even notice the ads.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good, too.
Well, guys like
Toby, an ad of itself. Brilliant.
Guys like Toby and I, we live clean living, right, Toby? So we don't need 100. Any of that extra stuff. Let me ask you this, Tobe. How is things going out there in D.C., buddy?
Wonderful, man. It's a lot of fun. I'm actually going to be in Wisconsin not too long from now. Looking forward to it. I miss all the good food in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was rummaging through some old Bart Winkler shows. I found one where Mike the Painter and I called, and you were on the show. And it made me feel warm and fuzzy, Bart. I don't know. I just felt really good about that here. And Toby, Mike the Painter, and you.
Oh, Mike reached out to me. He says, I got to get on your show. So I told him, like, when I do live shows, okay, and how to leave voicemails, which he was doing for a while, and then he didn't do anything.
I was thinking of Notebook Mike the other day. Do we know how he's doing?
No idea. I'm kind of just like opening the paper up every day and looking for an obit.
Toby,
is that how you found Rick?
No, Rick. How did? Oh, I found Rick. I found Rick through nefarious ways.
Rick,
I'm not. The person who told me Rick died is not legally allowed to tell me that Rick died. I can't explain it any more than that, or I give it away.
That is exactly how I want Rick to go out.
Was it Bill Michaels?
No, it was not. It was not.
That would not be the best way for him to go out.
I could just hear Toby in his interview, you know, for that DC job on the resume. Yeah, I worked with guys like Notebook Mike and Mike the Painter. Some of the best radio I put out there.
Yeah, I still try to get as many callers on the air when I host out here, but we don't have quite the characters like we did in Wisconsin.
Hey, Toby, you've been doing podcasts and stuff with that one guy.
Grant Paulson, Bustin' Loose Baseball, baby, talking Nationals. If you want to be in-depth on what's going on with baseball in the nation's capital, no better place than Bustin' Loose Baseball.
Well, hey, good segue. I got to ask, we're going to talk a little Brewers, right, Bart? I got to ask you, are the Brewers going to be buyers at the deadline? I mean,
I will say right now, like, everyone's bitching about the lineup. And, okay, so what are the tweets I had on this? Jim Goulart, who does a great job on his Twitter account, like, linking every piece of Brewer media out there that there is, Mas Haas. He says, as of now, this was yesterday, as of now, every single position player on the 40-man roster is either on the roster or on the IL, not one in the minors. Willie Adames, one of those guys, actually homered in Appleton tonight with the Timber Rattlers. And then we had our new shortstop get pegged in the face by a base runner attempting to avoid a tag. There was that. There's somebody else got hit running into the metal cylinder. There was Adames got struck by a foul ball. But the more, like, the more, what was their lineup today?
Hey, it's like that.
Yelich, Miller, Tellez, Singleton.
Yep.
Monasterio, Perkins, Turan, Caratini, Weimer. Like, the more haphazard it gets, I actually find the more compelling because they're also winning with these guys.
Right.
And so it's more guys that can contribute. And also, I don't know if you guys know this, but when they start to get some of these guys back, that's just going to be like adding at the trade deadline.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to be like adding Willie Adames' bat.
Well, so you have the return that they're going to get in the short term for Corbin. at the deadline.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll make a straight-up trade of Corbin's. We'll take Burns. You can have Patrick.
How is he still in the league?
He's been good lately.
Can I take Josiah Gray as well?
No, you cannot touch Josiah Gray or Mackenzie Gore.
Hey, I picked up Gore in fantasy like 3 months ago, and he's been awesome.
Yeah, he didn't walk a guy for the first time yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Big news.
Gave so up Bart, this is like the movie Major League, though. You don't know any of these guys, yet they're finding ways to win. So, hey, that NL Central is not going to be very good. So, I mean, why not? Why not try to pick up some players at the deadline? I know we're kind of joking here, but why not try to make a little bit of a run while you do have Burns? And is Woody out for the whole year? I don't even know.
No, I think it was July.
Okay. The only baseman, Jamer Candelario's tearing it up.
Yeah, he might be your all-star.
No, actually, I think Lane Thomas.
Oh, yeah, I got Lane Thomas, too.
The Lane train.
What's happening with K-Bear Ruiz?
What do you mean, what's happening with him?
He just had some home runs.
I need to see more from him. He was supposed to be, like, the biggest catching prospect. Him and Sam Hoff.
He has some of the worst luck in the league. His a couple days ago I looked, his expected batting average was .297. His actual batting average was .237.
Are you guys, you're not – really, a lot of these teams in baseball right now is one, like, good two-week stretch away from being in, like – are you guys thinking
no.
Playoffs are a possibility?
No.
Reality?
No. Not a chance. Nope.
No.
I mean, we got excited because they won game one of this series against the Phillies, and we clowned the Phillies because we had the same record as them, and then we proceeded to lose two in a row and lost in embarrassing fashion today. Right now, it's like a carousel of crap in the bullpen, so whichever one Davey Martinez chooses, he blows the lead that day. So, no, they're not going to compete for anything other than – I mean, they'll be competitive. They won't lose 100 games this year, I don't think, but woohoo.
Tony, you are getting killed in the comments.
About what?
And this is more audio or more video, so if you guys might have to check out the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Yeah, Tony. Justin is camera. Let's see. Cameron. Tony has his camera on him like every 50-year-old dude trying to take a selfie.
Oh, I can't see.
Bucky says, Tony's holding his camera like he's about to take a new Twitter profile picture.
I can't see you guys. I'm trying to see. Well, it's not the easiest thing to do to work a phone. You guys are on a laptop.
Brew Crew says,
phone.
Brew Crew says, can't tell where Tony's neck ends or begins.
Oh, man. Well, fuck all you guys. Jeez.
Sorry, Tone.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Hey,
Mark, you want the big news from the DMV today?
Yeah.
So a bunch of houses, it's all over the news. We're still getting details on it. All over the area, from Virginia to Maryland to D.C., were shook today. And people thought it was maybe an earthquake. People thought maybe it was a meteor that exploded over the atmosphere and shook. It was actually pilots from Joint Base Andrews chasing down a runaway private plane flying in DC airspace that was not responding, and fighter jets went supersonic. The plane ended up crashing in Western Virginia. Don't know who it was or what happened, because the flight went from like Tennessee to New York and then just turned around. But apparently sonic booms can be felt for like 30 and 40 mile radius, because everyone in the whole area could hear it and feel it. It was weird.
So they don't know what it was with the plane, though?
Still trying to figure it out. So the plane went down. I don't know exactly what
they shoot it down.
They did not have to shoot it down. They apparently chased it down and shot flares to try and get their attention, but they weren't responding at all. So maybe it lost pressure and everyone kind of just, it was on autopilot and just went down after it ran out of fuel or something. I don't know.
Oh, man.
But big news today out here, because everyone was, did you hear that boom? It was a sonic boom, apparently, because it was the entire area. People could hear it at Nats Park, at the game. People were looking around. People could hear it all the way out here in Northern Virginia and Maryland, out to Annapolis. It was wild. Wow.
The same thing happened in Milwaukee earlier this year, where there was a massive noise, and thousands of people were gathered, and they go, what could that noise have possibly been? I had no idea. It was actually a flyover at the Brewers home opener where the roof was closed. Mm-hmm. And they had no idea that something had happened.
I was there.
Nice.
I was too.
Really?
Opening day, I left in the third inning.
I was there when they gave out the Yelich patriotic jersey, which, fun fact, is sitting in the back seat of my car still in the plastic if someone wants it. Highest bidder.
Oh, someone will take it in the next 7 days if you live in town.
Fair. But they did another flyover on a random Saturday game in May.
And all like Armed Forces Day or something?
It must have been, but either way, it's like I paid for that.
Yeah. Third Saturday of May, Evan, Armed Forces Day.
Was that the Yelich patriotic jersey
giveaway? Were they at home that day?
I mean, I was there at American Family Field, so yeah.
But third Saturday in May. Would have been May 20th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun.
Were they home? May 20th?
Yeah, it was against the Giants, I believe.
Yeah, they were in Tampa Bay.
Called you out.
So was that the week before then?
Perhaps. Maybe they were celebrating it later.
Memorial Day?
Yeah. Hey, how about me knowing what Armed Forces Day is?
Yeah, credit to you.
All right.
Yeah, pretty good. Ooh, Tony, anything else on the series?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Nuggets definitely got to make some adjustments going into the next game. Mike Malone, I don't know who said it, if it was Q or Toby, but Mike Malone, he's coming off as a hack. Just listening to him in the huddle. If they get down 2-1, I think Miami could pull this off. I'm still not going to pick Miami. I picked the Nuggets in six. That's what I'm going to stick with. But going back to Miami is not an easy place to play. They need Murray, a lot more from Murray. Murray didn't give much today until the fourth quarter. So Joker can't do it all by himself. If the Joker is the only one performing, hey, we're going to have a hell of a series then.
Hey, Tony, don't let the haters get to you.
I'm not. I will say this, Bart. The show's been on fire. I'm going to go play my video game right now and hit some buttons.
A lot of reaction to we were live after game one, and Matt in the Falls was gaming the entire time.
What a dick move by Matt. Well, I do.
What was he?
What
was
I will say this, Matt.
I don't know what he was playing, but it was a shooter game.
It was a cry for attention, like a little baby. But he was making.
Oh, great. Wow, that's different.
Daddy's not paying attention to me because I got five screens and I'm not one of them.
Oh God, that was a bad view. What are you playing, Toby?
Well, if Matt in the Falls is any good at Warzone, let him know that I could use some dubs. So help me out.
I'm all in on Rainbow Six Siege. New season just came out.
See, really, I'm an MLB The Show guy, so I'm playing like an unreasonable amount.
That's why I had to stop. I haven't played one since 21 because it took up too much of my time.
I have too much time to take up, so I just don't care.
Bruku says we're a good background noise. He's playing 2K.
Fair. I've played this year's 2K quite a bit.
Yeah, 2K is stupid to me at times. You can't knock down threes if you play it on the hardest setting. Otherwise, it's too.
Otherwise, and then if you play on like any other difficulty, it's the easiest.
Yeah.
Thing.
Like, unless you're shooting with Steph Curry, you just might as well play it on missing every three you take.
All right, Tom. Good to see you, bud. We'll be back live Wednesday.
Good talking. Hey, Matt, I love you. He made some good points, but don't play the fucking games during the show. Jesus.
I think he learned his lesson.
All right. Talk to you later. See you, boys.
All right. See you, buddy. That is Tony. Evan Heffelfinger here. Toby Altizer here. We're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Videos brought to you by Dan Shaney. A couple of you guys have reached out, which is awesome. You can reach out to Dan at danshaneyinsurance.com. Again, he's an independent guy doing his own thing. That's why we're boys, because I'm also like an independent guy doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although I am still doing my CBS shifts. I did not do this weekend. I was at a grad party. But I did get to record liners.
Really?
Yes, for 109 The Line.
Oh,
nice. It is a station, and The Line means Mason Dixon Line.
Hey,
no kidding.
We're talking.
Yeah.
Down here in the South.
Yeah, so I checked up their their radio program is very like if I got on there and did one of my it's very not my political angle.
Yeah, boy howdy, they're gonna love you down south. I tell you what.
Let me look up this Bart Winkler fellow.
But they air all the talk during the week and then just CBS on the weekends, which is like I think a lot of stations actually do that. Austin is joining the program. Hey, buddy.
All right, I had to come back.
Hey. He was in the waiting room. He left. He said, miss you guys. I DM'd him. I said, I'll get you next time. XOXO. And the XOXO hooked him back.
Toby Heff.
What's up?
Dude, I miss hearing you guys on the radio so much.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm watching this game tonight, and so I know you're rooting for the Heat, but I'm rooting for the Nuggets. And then I'm watching this game tonight. And I'm watching the
but Nuggets. Are you like rooting hard for the Nuggets or like
No. I got some family that's out in Denver.
Okay.
I'm the same way. I would say I'm rooting decently hard because I got a buddy in Denver. I also hate the Heat, so
yeah. So okay, but then so the Heat are down and then they're coming back, and I'm like, darn it. How could I not root for the Heat? And I'm sick with myself that I'm rooting for the Heat. And you, Bart, are rooting for the Heat as an advocator of rooting against the teams that beat you, which is like what I believe in so much. And for some reason, you're like pro Heat now. And I found myself rooting for the Heat tonight, and I was sick about it.
No, Josh Stewart, who comes on from time to time, he had a tweet about how he likes the Heat, he thinks. He goes, this might sound crazy, but the Heat have won me over. And then I commented on him. Against the Bucks, the series was fuck the Heat forever. Then they play the Knicks, and then you're like, all right, I guess this Jimmy run's cool. And then against the Celtics, I'm like, let's go, Heat.
Yeah.
And then now, like I said earlier, I'm like, do I like Duncan Robinson?
Is it because they beat the Celtics that I'm feeling this way? I don't know. Because Toby, you're not a Bucks fan. Who are you rooting for?
Oh, the Nuggets. I can't stand the Heat.
Okay, good.
I can't understand Bart's logic to go on the other side of this. I just can't.
Yeah, talk me off of this, Toby, because I don't need to be rooting for the Heat. It makes
Here, hold sense. On. Before that, I made Q come back in. Q in the comments said Dan Shaney saved him $1,400.
Yeah. No, so I forgot. I forgot to mention this earlier. I called Dan last week. Within 2 hours, he had sent me a proposal, and I'm saving 35% on home and auto. So
wow.
$1,400. And my premiums went down and my coverage went up.
Wow.
And I got like two umbrella policies and I'm still saving $1,400. So awesome. Big ups to Dan Shaney.
And Dan I think Shaney.
Everybody in Wisconsin should call him because I've been using State Farm for years. I had no idea I was getting ripped off. So thank you, Dan.
Hey, so. I'm not here to bash any other companies, but I only bash other radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're using what Q's using, maybe give him a call.
So, yeah, I mean, it's worth it. He did it really fast. So, sorry to call double call, but I thought it was important. See you.
No,
guys.
I made you come back.
Oh, yes. You made me come back.
I said come back.
Yeah. So, all right. See ya. Okay.
All right. See ya. Thanks, Q. I mean, I could have read it, but what's better than the testimonial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dan, all right. Austin, you had asked Toby a question. Does anyone remember where we were?
Yeah, that was right around where we were. So Toby was saying, so I thought that the reason that I was starting to slightly cheer for the Heat was because perhaps they beat Boston. But again, fuck the Heat, man.
Well, that gritty style of basketball, like, credit to them because they play hard every single game. They do things that other teams aren't willing to do. But it's just so hard to cheer for a team like that. I mean, like you said, I cheer for the Wizards. I cheer for the Bucks. So, you know, being in Milwaukee for the time that I was, I can't stand Boston. I can't stand Miami. So I don't understand how you can flip-flop on that. I get that you can admire their run. Like, I respect what they've done, but I cannot cheer for them. And, you know, I respect Jimmy Butler. But then you look on the other side, and I don't think the Nuggets have gotten the respect they deserve. So it's fun to watch them finally get the recognition. Joker is one of the best players in the world, and it's like people just don't want to give him any credit. And if you want to have Giannis comparisons in that sense, like, Giannis is one of the best players in the world, and they always like to talk about somebody else. Joker's been doing the same thing. Jamal Murray's a legitimate superstar, but no one ever talks about him. So I like Denver. I got a buddy out there. That's part of why I like them. But they're fun to watch, too. Like, they play good team basketball. Joker's getting the rest of the team involved. I mean, we're talking tonight. The reason they lost is because he didn't pass the ball enough, and he scored 41. Like, I like Denver. I enjoy watching them play. I'm glad Boston's out, but I can't cheer for Miami.
Well, I rooted for the Knicks against Miami because they knocked us out. I don't – but then I was like, I don't know who I'm going to root for. Of course I was going to root for Miami over Boston. I mean, and then Boston was going to try to come back 3-0. And Toby, what I kept saying was they don't deserve to be the first team to come back from 3-0. They put the if the Nuggets would have been up 3-0 and then the Heat come back, that's different.
Yeah, 100%.
So I didn't want the Celtics for 100 different reasons, but then obviously that. Now I don't like the Nuggets. I don't like Jokic that much. Maybe it's like a protect Giannis as the best in the world thing. I don't know. So, but also, if the Nuggets win the finals, it's not going to bother me. And if the Heat win the finals, I guess that won't bother me either. So, for that standpoint, I'm enjoying
the finals. It will bother you, Bart.
Yeah, I feel like it should.
I don't think so. I was kind of rooting for them tonight,
Evan. It'll ruin Bart if the Heat win. If they knock as an eight seed,
I'm pretty dug in.
Bart will be ruined.
No, I'm pretty dug in on being anti Nuggets fans for bitching about their TV coverage, and then once people were like, and then once people were like, oh man, this Jamal Murray is really good, Nuggets fans were like, well, that's what we were trying to tell you. Okay, so now we saw, like, you can't beg us to say a thing, and then when we say a thing, Toby, I don't know if you know this, I'm a national radio host now.
Are you just jealous that Denver fans are still stealing a Milwaukee shtick of pretending to be the team that never gets talked about and getting mad about it?
I regret a lot of that. That made us look small.
Because that is what Milwaukee does. Maybe that's why you're so frustrated. You're like looking in the mirror and seeing what Denver looks like from the as an outsider. And you're like,
yeah, it's the Spider-Man meme of you pointing at each other.
It's so true. Because like, this is
Milwaukee finally won. So now Bart's on this whole shtick.
Yeah, it'll be like when my son's really frustrating me. And I'm like, this is my son. I love him more than anything. Why is he? Oh, because he's acting just like me. That's why I'm so mad about him.
Exactly.
MC says, got to root against Jokic. He's a clown. Disgrace that people put him ahead of Giannis. Giannis is a two-way superstar. Jokic is a slow offensive quarterback with zero defensive skill. He did do a pretty good fake like sell on the Kyle Lowry push.
Oh my gosh, that was terrible.
That was pretty good. He did do that tonight.
I mean, but to be fair, if we're going to do this, like if you're going to take away defense from Jokic and say that Giannis has defense and Jokic doesn't, Jokic has a jump shot from three that's pretty consistent. Giannis doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Jokic can do a lot of things that Giannis is not doing.
Would you rather your player have?
So if you would start a franchise right now, are you taking Jokic over Giannis?
I don't think there's a wrong answer. So it's kind of pick your flavor. Like, do you want the guy that distributes the ball and gets everybody involved, or do you want the guy that's the most dominant player in the sport?
Yeah, do you value a dynamic offense or a dynamic defense?
Well, it's also hard because Like Jokic a couple years ago was playing with turds. And so part of the reason that the Nuggets are here is, and I still feel they built it different, where they built 6-7 real, like they barely even go 7 deep.
Right.
What did they do minutes wise tonight? They played they went a little. Brown played 15 and Green 16, and otherwise they're kind of like a 6 deep, maybe 6.5 deep team, because Gordon, Porter Jr., Murray and KCP are all guys that you can rely on. Jokic gets the ball to these guys and then they do something with it. Giannis forever has been giving the ball to guys, and if they're cold, like Drew in the playoffs has been bad the last 2 years. And then where Jokic is kicking it out to guys that are knocking down threes, I mean, the Bucks keep collecting these 35-year-old veterans.
Well, okay, Jokic can make threes and free throws as well.
Jokic is a lot better at the line, a lot better.
And that's the big issue, is because you know that you can foul Giannis. And mm-hmm. if he knows he's going to get fouled, like he's got to get himself in position to where he's going to get fouled and at least make the first two and just get an and one. So, I don't know.
All right. Let's make everyone fouled
and just throwing it at, like barely throwing it at the backboard, knowing it's not going to go in, because you're going to go in there and 50% of the time he's going to miss.
Actually, let's not make everyone answer, because I don't want to answer.
No, I would still rather have Giannis. I love Giannis. No, I'm not going to answer that. I'd still take Giannis.
I'm probably still going to roll with Giannis just because the potential is still higher. Like, we know what Jokic is and how much better can Jokic get. I don't know that he can. If Giannis were to ever get a jump shot, you know, maybe. But I don't know, man. Like, it's a lot closer after watching some of these series than it was before.
Cameron says put Giannis on Denver. So what if you did put – what? Just switch him right now. What if Jokic was on the Bucks?
You have to build – the thing that Denver's done so well is they built perfectly for what they got. Like Michael Porter Jr., he could be like Klay Thompson and dribble the ball three times in a game and be totally fine. He's going to shoot the ball as soon as he touches it every single time. Perfect. Aaron Gordon, a good slasher, can also shoot from the outside, but doesn't have to have the ball in his hands to be effective. Same thing with basically all their role players. It's Murray and it's Jokic working on the ball. And so if you put Giannis over there and make him play distributor, it doesn't work as well. He's not as good a passer as Jokic, so it wouldn't work as well. I think both teams have done a pretty good job of building around their guys, but it's not as easy as just flip them over and see how they do.
Yeah, and the Nuggets have done a good job of building a Jokic, like they're building out, like you're saying.
Yeah.
They're building out, yeah.
Well, and I mean, to be fair, like if you were to put Giannis over there, but give him a couple of guys. Like if you took Murray and Jokic and put them on the Bucks, and then took the big three of the Bucks, I know it's kind of tough doing that, but take Drew and Chris and Giannis and put them with the same role players, I think you could look at it in similar type fashion. But if you were to just take one for one, I don't know that it works as well.
Breaking soccer news, Club Leon has beat the LAFC club for the Champions League in CONCACAF.
How about, did you see your boy Benzema got a big contract?
Yeah, I was going to talk about that a little bit on tomorrow's show because the money that Saudi Arabia has is,
well,
they're like live golfing soccer. Okay. So this contract, Toby, 3 years, jeez, I can't even, this guy's going to play, Karim Benzema is going to play for 3 years for a Saudi club and make $643 million total. $215 million a year. And that's what
it's like Ronaldo.
I think Mark Adonasio just passed away.
Yeah. That's what who just went over there?
Well, okay, so
yeah, Ronaldo.
Again, the rumor is,
and Messi might go.
And DC stuff. Have you heard of Brian Davis with the ownership thing of the Commanders? It's probably only like a DC story, but
Saudi one in.
Everyone knows that Josh Harris is winning this thing, but Brian Davis, this former Duke basketball player, has always had some shady dealings. And allegedly, like, he has like a business that's worth like $50 billion. And he just sued Bank of America because they wouldn't go through with his bid and like give it to Daniel Snyder. He just sued them for $500 billion. And then they pushed back and he dropped it all the way down to $999,000. But no one knows where his cash was coming from. So there was some theories that it might be coming from that direction as well to try and buy the Washington Commanders.
They're going to want in on one of these leagues at some point.
I mean, they're taking over soccer, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they got to conquer golf. Conquer, is that Tottenham or Wolverhampton?
These are my Wolves. They didn't get relegated, baby. Let's go.
Your boy's in Newcastle, Bart.
No, I'm West Ham.
No, and that's the team that's owned by Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but they're going to want in like NBA or NFL. If the Saudis bought the Brewers, if it was the difference between Saudi buying the Brewers or the Brewers leaving.
Hey, your outfield next year is going to be Aaron Judge, Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Shohei, whoever you want, man. They're all coming to Milwaukee.
That wouldn't be the Brewers anymore.
And guess what? You don't have to worry about renovations at Miller Park. They'll take care of all of that.
I am going to go on record and say I'd be anti the Saudis buying the Brewers, because if all of a sudden, like, we think Mark's cheap, right? We want Mark to spend like $150 million.
Can I bitch about something for a sec?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I could finish my thought.
Okay, well, you were gonna go somewhere where you shouldn't go.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Well, I've heard these diaries before, Bart.
No, what I was gonna say is, if like all of a sudden Mark was spending $400 million a year, that's not the Brewers. The Brewers are the losers that are cheap, that have to, you know, the way that they win is the way that they win is what least shitty reliever should we pitch today?
Brett Anderson.
So if someone came in that was just uber rich and bought the Brewers and decided to spend money, you'd be like, yeah, this isn't Brewers like if they won a championship and it wouldn't mean as much. Come on, Bart.
It'd have to be like Craig Culver or something. It'd have to be a Wisconsin bred guy.
So what about Haslam buying the Bucks or hit the stake in the Bucks?
Oh, I'm surprised Paul Henning even went to the sale today because he's so anti Jimmy Haslam.
I mean, he's all about paying stand up guys.
We're 1-4 under the Haslam era. People forget.
This is true.
Yeah, we're bad. Where do you think I was gonna go, Austin? Nah, don't say it.
Yeah, no. Don't worry.
So did you have something else to say?
No, not really. I just after the finals, we should do some more Brewers talk, especially with Evan. That guy knows fucking Brewers. And today,
wow.
great Brewers game today, boys. And they're in the lead with a lot of fucking injuries, and that division is shit. And I think the Brewers can make the playoffs, and anything can happen in the playoffs, as we know in baseball compared to, for the most part, the other sports. So I mean, let's go Brewers, man.
I just want to bring this up just because Evan's on here. So I bookmarked one of my tweets just in case I was correct, but I picked the Cardinals to win the World Series, and that is not looking so hot. Do you remember this? We had this discussion opening day on Twitter, Evan. I picked them, and you're like, this is the first freaking thing I saw today. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah, and I'm glad that so far it's looking great for me anyway.
They suck, man. They suck.
Cardinals, yeah, they're in trouble.
Because they don't do anything about
you guys. You guys have a good one.
Hey, are you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Have a good one. I'm going to listen and go to bed.
My favorite part about the Cardinals right now is trying to blame Wilson Contreras for everything.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Did you know that he's the problem with everything that's going on in St. Louis? Every single thing. It's not just the pitching, the hitting. Everything's Wilson Contreras' fault.
almost like switching from having the same catcher for 17 years to a new one who's offensive-minded.
Yeah.
Isn't going to work out.
It's almost, it's almost like you signed a guy who wasn't known for his defense and expected him to be Yadier Molina.
Couple of tweets from Cardinals Nation. Friend of show, friend of life, Matt Pauly.
Yeah.
Says, when it comes to the Cardinals, I've been captain. Everything is going to be okay. When they were 10-24, I was a little worried. But then they won 12-16.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to where I was when they were 10-24. There is a clear urgency to get on a roll. A lot of what they accomplished has been wiped out. Kevin Wheeler, who's also a KMOX, says, there are no words that can convince anyone at this point. They either play better or they don't. If they don't, a different set of actions will be worth watching. They, I don't know.
They're melting down.
But how do we watch this Heat team that we keep thinking is like, oh, is the voodoo going to run out? And then it never does. And think that, like, this isn't just one massive long con from St. Louis.
That's the thing is I'll never be happy until they are eliminated from the postseason.
And it's June 4th, June 5th. They're 7.5 games out. That's manageable.
I mean, what was the lead last year, 2 years ago, that they got all the way back? Like, remember when the Brewers had it all wrapped up and then the Cardinals brought it all the way back to make it like we all knew they were going to still win the division, but it was right there. Like, they're going to
pull. That was 2018, I believe.
They're going to pull their classic September comeback stuff, get on fire. And look, man, I'm wearing a hat of a team that went 19-31 to start and won a World Series. So, also, fun fact, the Nationals had a better record this year through 50 games than they did the World Series run.
Nice.
Ridiculous.
I have a cherry blossom Nationals hat in my closet right now.
Let's go.
My hat? It's flamingos.
That's where I stayed in Vegas a couple months ago.
Oh, okay. So I did the Madison game last night. This will be the last thing. And then,
yeah, celebrity voice of the Flamingos.
Yeah, there you go.
49-24, the attendance.
Nice.
Home record.
Nice. Was it all to hear Bart Winkler PA announce?
It was not. But then I had, so earlier in the day in Madison, I had a surprise party for a buddy, turned 40. And then I went to work, and then I met the guys out after. And not that it was like college era kind of catch up mode, but when I woke up this morning, you know, like in Family Guy when they puke and it's like super exaggerated, and you're like, no one pukes like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that 4 times.
I have an idea for a promotion. What's the name of this place again, Bart? Forward
Madison FC.
So I have an idea for a promotion. And if you pay for a special ticket package, you can see if you can score on Bart Winkler from the penalty spot.
Ooh.
Former goalkeeper Bart Winkler.
Yeah, a lot of people have done it. You would be in the long line. I did. So I did. I took the month of May off from drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the month. That's over.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rest of June, I'm going to take the month of June off from food.
Mm.
Like all food.
Okay.
I'm always bloated.
Well, sure. Your food choices, not just the food.
What do you mean? How possibly?
I've always thought of you as a health first diet kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Could I survive on a month of just water and gummies? Would I need a little more sustenance?
Yeah, maybe mix some multivitamins in there.
Like a protein shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I could do that.
My roommate and I were looking at the kits for Forward Madison, and they are unbelievable. They're awesome.
Yeah, it's a well-run little thing over there. That's why that's the same group that's doing Milwaukee Pro Soccer.
and I can't wait.
Through the whole naming right situation.
Nice.
It has to be something about like Cream City FC, right?
I am very much against Cream City.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Do you have a front runner? Like, are you allowed to?
I want
to
be Goodland, like Goodland, Milwaukee.
I like that.
Like the Goodland.
Yeah, it's Algonquin for the Goodland.
So I thought of Goodland FC.
Yeah, like,
but I think if they combined it to Goodland, Milwaukee.
Goodland, Milwaukee FC or SC or.
Yeah.
Milwaukee. I kind of like that.
I like that.
Oh, I want to address this comment.
Sorry, first.
Milwaukee Goodlanders.
Treb says I look thinner. I did lose weight in my face in the last month, but I didn't lose any weight.
I mean,
kind of discouraging.
I mean, I have, you know, I have, my butt is as flat as a board. My arms are spaghetti. I don't gain any weight. I only gain weight in my gut.
Same.
I don't gain any weight in my chest or my legs.
Just in the barrel.
Coach Bud style.
Yeah, like my son peed all over me today when he was going potty.
Mm-hmm.
It was a new toilet, and, you know, he peed.
I do that, too.
And, yeah, new toilets are tough. They are tough.
Yeah.
And so I had another shirt in my car, thankfully, for some reason. But the shorts, I did not have another pair of shorts. So I was able to borrow a pair of shorts from my brother-in-law, who's much thinner than I.
Mm.
And so people were like, how do you fit in his shorts? Well, because like my waist is a 30, but my gut is a 40. So I can wear short. I could wear like 5-year-old shorts. But a shirt now, I'm almost like I'm soft thinking about going 2X.
That's too depressing of a.
Yeah,
that's I've gone down that road myself, and
Bart, you're not the only one in that in that area.
You guys are in 2X land.
I'm past at this point.
I'm bordering.
Look, the past couple years have not been kind to me.
Yeah.
Can we name the football club the Milwaukee Beers after basketball, please?
Yeah, I don't mind that one.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out.
I'm not Cream City, and a lot of people are.
Is it like you don't want the memes, or is it just you think it's overused?
Oh, no, the memes, it's great. I just still feel like Cream City was something that didn't exist, and then it did, and we were gaslit into thinking we always called it that.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Like, before the Bucks, they're like, oh, yeah, Cream City. Like, did anyone refer to it?
Like, if you can get me – like, you can
– historians.
If you can find me one sign ever – that somebody held at County Stadium or at the Mecca where it said even the word cream, even just like, let's cream the team.
Well, cause yeah. Wasn't the Bucks thinking that it was cream based off of the bricks that built this city or something like that?
Yeah. Which is fine. But like people said it and they stopped saying it in 1912 and then they didn't bring it back until Cream City was the claws up of nicknames.
Claws up
Claws up was terrible.
That was so bad.
It was something.
Claws up.
I'm
Milwaukee Brewers. Claws up.
I think you talked me into Goodland FC. I like that a lot.
That's cool.
SC. I am not football. I don't call it football.
You know,
I don't call it the pitch. I don't call it the fixtures. It's soccer.
Okay.
Yes.
It's the field.
Yes.
As long as
it's
as long as I can quote Alice Cooper in Wayne's World, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I am very much anti
Europeans.
I just don't like that Americans like have we're number one, right? Don't we always say we're number one?
Yeah.
I mean, I talked to Frames about COVID, and his argument for why COVID wasn't going to happen here was simply because we're America.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That literally occurred.
It's one of my favorite Twitter trends and TikTok trends where it's like Americans will do nothing but shit on America, but they become the biggest patriots whenever an English person says something.
Yeah. All right.
Like, we're right back to the Revolutionary War defending this country.
I'm all like, right. But Chuck, it's beating COVID's in all other 193 countries.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, but we're America.
Blue.
Yeah, where else?
But then when it comes to soccer, we just hand it off to the Brits, which is another reason I don't like our culture's obsession with the royal family.
The royal family is so stupid.
Yeah.
You're paying them money to do nothing.
I don't mind if, like, we get into our own, like, families of rich people that don't do anything.
Sure, pay me money to do nothing. Fine. Right. I'm cool with that.
I do that already.
Mm-hmm.
Just not for enough.
Oh.
Anything else you boys want to get into the atmosphere?
I don't know. I mean, my roommate said he's not going to buy into the Brewers off of this series. He made me promise him to not let him off the hook for that. But I can't help it. I watch every game, even the ones that piss me off.
Yeah, they got a weird wraparound series. The series ends Monday.
So stupid.
I got one for you. I will be in Detroit on Friday. If anyone wants to start a GoFundMe so that I can go to the Taylor Swift concert in Detroit.
Mm. Tickets like 15 grand.
Not that much. 1500.
Maybe. Toby, when are you in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
When are you in Wisconsin?
I will be in Wisconsin next Sunday till like the 26th.
I have a couple of days off of work around then, so we should get a GoFundMe for Toby and I to go golfing.
Golfing, hit a Brew Crew game, all the good stuff. Mm-hmm.
We'll film it all.
Yeah.
We can invite Bart. We can make an excursion out of it.
Heck yeah, man. We've already seen Bart's golf swing, so it's really...
You can see mine now, too.
Yeah, Toby, I don't do jack shit during the day.
Hey, let's go golfing then. Let's go hang out.
And if you want to come in on that Sunday, you can come check out the old studio. I'll let you in.
Oh.
Are my files still going to be on the computer? I wonder.
Everyone's is still on there except for mine. I deleted mine because they needed space. So I put them on a hard drive.
Nice.
Also, half of the sales office, they took out the desk because nobody works there. Mm-hmm. And it's furniture. It's like couches.
Nice.
More places to take naps.
Yeah. I sleep in those offices quite a bit.
I will say the one thing that I miss about that office, the studio, is at least like the chairs face the TV that we would work in. The TV in the 106.7 producer studio is like in the corner back here. It's like, how am I supposed to watch TV while this?
Yeah, set up a mirror almost.
You're supposed to do your damn job, Toby.
Come on, I did my job with Bart while I was freaking watching Good Morning Football on mute. So
that's fair.
I'll pay for your rounds and beers for all three of you dudes at Brown Deer.
Ooh.
Well, even better, you don't have to pay for beer for me, so that means more for them.
Yeah, and I don't drink beer because it hurts my tummy.
Yeah, so that all three are going, all of the beers are going to Evan.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. You make it some Gatorades.
Yeah.
I'm a body armor guy. I
love body armor.
Drinking a Powerade.
What's your big flavor there? What's your body armor favorite flavor?
God, the Mamba one is really, really good, but I think it might be peach mango.
See, I'm an orange mango guy.
That one's good.
That's my favorite. Strawberry banana was the first one I had. I still love that one.
The one that I can't do is coconut pineapple.
I don't mind that one.
I hate both of those exclusively, and together it's even worse.
All right, we're at the this could have been an email portion of the show, so
well this one is from Mark.
Yeah. The podcast, if you do want to leave a voicemail, I could use some voicemails for Monday. 402-915-BART. That's on the Carl's Place voicemail line, carloft.com/BART. And then if you're on YouTube, the end of this episode, audio only. Well, I'm going to throw the minute fuck up that Evan and I did. It's just
the greatest intro to a show of all time.
It's just shit. We suck. All right, gentlemen. Good to see you both.
You guys too.
Thanks, everyone, for coming on. We'll be live again after game 3 of the NBA Finals with new pods dropping all week. The Bart Winkler Show. Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler, and it is the Monday, June 5th edition of the program. I'm here, and we're bringing in our good buddy. Evan Heffelfinger. Evan, good to see you today. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, I mean, I'd be a little bit better if Jokic could have led them to a win in game 2, but I mean, we're about to talk about that a little bit. Otherwise, not too bad. And it's a Heffelburger, by the way.
Heffelburger. Oh, okay. You did officially change the paperwork back in April. I failed to mention that. You know what? I don't even think I'm live.
Really?
I'm just recording. Hold on. Well, I gotta give you a new link.
Okay. I couldn't have had a worse opening, so that's fine.
I'm gonna send you a new link.
All right.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.